种不同的情形。
You will see four different situations.
教会四种不同的情形。
Four different situations of church.
一个是腓拉提忒亚推拉。
For one is Thyatira.
一个是沙迪。
One is Sardis.
一个是腓拉铁非。
One is Philadelphia.
还有一个就是老底。
And the other is Laodicea.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这里很明显。
Here it's very clear.
圣灵不是把一条路要指给我们看吗？
Isn't the Holy Spirit wanting to show us a way?
今天主让在这些光景里面
Under this condition
主给我们看什么样的光景是神最喜悦的光
The Lord shows us where he is the most satisfied
毫无问题的你知道腓拉铁非的光景是神最喜悦的
Undoubtedly, Philadelphia's condition is the one that the Lord rejoices in most
不要忘记弟兄姊妹
Don't forget
我常常听见很多人讲
Many people say,
你不要以为你能找这个完全的教会。
Don't think that you can find a perfect church.
这句话是对的。
It's indeed a true statement.
今天没有一个人完全是无罪的完全。
Nobody here is sinless and perfect.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神心中有一把尺子。
But in God's hand, there is a ruler.
在当初第一个世纪。
In the first century,
我们要记得最少有一个教会叫做腓拉铁非的教会。
We know that there was a church in Philadelphia.
他们不是无罪的完全，不可能的。
They were not sinless perfect.
只有我们的主才是无罪的完全。
Only our Lord is sinless perfect.
但是的的确确在七个教会里面。
But amongst the seven churches,
你要承认，
you have to
你要明白，
you have to understand.
的的确确腓拉铁非是神满意的，主满意的一个教会。
The church in Philadelphia is the church that the Lord is satisfied.
主不止没有责备，而且主称赞。
Not only did he not rebuke the church in Philadelphia, he also praised them.
第一世纪是如此。
In the first century is the same.
那如果这代表在主回来以前。
But if this is a representative of before the Lord returns,
的情形的话
the condition of the church,
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
不错今天我们永远不能找到一个完全的教会
forever we will never find a perfect church.
许多时候教会不是不完全
many times it's not that the church is not perfect.
就是因为我参加了还是不完全
it is because I am part of it, then it's not perfect.
就是因为你参加了所以不完全
because you're there, it's not perfect.
就是不完全的原因
that is the reason it's not perfect.
但这个不是给我们看见 fatalism, 不是说就是干失败主义
but it doesn't mean we then have a fatalistic approach.
我们说一点希望也没有
we say there's no hope.
没有这件事弟兄姊妹
no, brothers and sisters.
我们不要把主的话听错了
let us not mishear the Lord's word.
你看见说不管在历史第一世纪和历史里面
whether in history or the first century,
的确确你看见有一个教会
you will see that there is indeed one church
有一般的团体
there is one group
那么主的的确确在他们身上得着满足
the Lord was satisfied with them
主只有对腓拉铁非教会说
only the Lord spoke to the church of Philadelphia
我已经爱你
I have already loved you
这些话在犹太人面前说的
this was spoken before the Jewish people
他们受犹太人的逼迫
they were persecuted by the Jews
这个是指着教会犹太教教会犹太教化以后的情形
This speaks to the condition after the church was Judaized
有人把教会变成像犹太教一样的东西
Many people have changed the church into something of the Judaism
但是弟兄姊妹如果你要走腓拉铁非的道路的话
But if you are to walk the way of Philadelphia
你看见你要受逼迫
You will be persecuted
你要被误会的
You will be misunderstood
你要被弃绝的
You will be rejected
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
主说我要使他们知道我已经爱你了
I want them to know that I have loved you
他们恨你
They hate you
他们毁谤你
They rebuke you
他们弃绝你
They have rejected you
他们心中佩服你
But in their hearts they admire you
他们知道主与你同在
They know that the Lord is with you
所以弟兄姊妹不要自己表白自己
Don't just give yourself a good excuse
不要 defend yourself
Don't defend yourself
你不要告诉别人我是怎样怎样的
Don't tell people that I am so and so
当我们受逼迫的时候
When we are persecuted
都误会的时候
When we are misunderstood
你要最重要的表白是什么吗
You know what the most important defense is
他们知道我已经爱你
It is that they know that I have loved you
世界都不知道
The world doesn't know
别人都不知道
Nobody knows
只要主知道
Only the Lord knows
就说我已经爱你
The Lord said I already love you
Brothers and sisters, 这个光景是腓拉铁非的光景。
This is the condition of Philadelphia.
不光这样
，Not only that.
而且主说，你们要持守你所有的
，because you need to keep that which you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Unless somebody will take your crown away.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记啊
，Don't forget.
这里的冠冕
，This crown
是得胜的冠冕
，is a victorious crown.
换句话说
，In other words,
腓拉铁非 整个的教会是个得胜的教会。
The entire church of Philadelphia is a victorious church.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
当教会荒凉的时候。
When the church is in desolation,
当大部分的人都落在神旨意的水平底下的。
When the majority of the people are under the watermark of our Lord,
神呼召一般人。
The Lord calls a certain people.
他们不是特别好的。
It's not that they're better than others.
他们乃是在大地都荒凉，他们仍旧站在水平线上。
They are the ones that actually just stand on the watermark.
这一般人是得胜者。
These are overcomers.
乃是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见说。
You see.
这个腓立帖的教会已经有了冠冕。
The church of Philadelphia already had a crown.
在全本圣经里面。
In the whole Bible.
只有一个人知道他自己有冠冕。
Only one person knew he had a crown.
在到主面前去以前。
Before he went to be with the Lord.
那就是保罗。
And that was Paul.
而且我们的只有一个教会，我们肯定知道他已经有冠冕。
And there is one church that we know for sure that it had a crown.
那就是腓立帖。
And that was the church of Philadelphia.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
而且这个得胜的主说，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
这个柱子上面有三个名字。
There are three names on that pillar.
而且我们的主说，我神，我神，我神，我神。
He says, my God, my God, my God.
我神的殿。
The temple of my God.
我神的名。
The name of my God.
我神城的名。
The city of my God.
还有我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷。
And the New Jerusalem, which comes down out from heaven from my God.
不只是神的名字。
Not only God's name.
主的名字。
Not only the Lord's name.
新耶路撒冷的名字。
The name of New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷代表神永远的旨意最后完成了。
New Jerusalem represents the finished eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，那是 ultimate manifestation of the universe, 就是那是整个宇宙最后的表现。
That is the ultimate manifestation of the universe.
到底神的旨意能不能完成？
Can God's will be accomplished?
你看看那个，你看看那是不是新耶路撒冷？
You have to see, is that the New Jerusalem?
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在腓立帖的柱子上。
On the pillar of Philadelphia.
你看见有神城的名字。
There is the name of the city of God.
所以这个教会。
This church,
当然与神的旨意、永远的旨意发生关系。
Of course, is related to the eternal purpose of God.
不只满足神的旨意，
not only fulfill His heart,
而且也是神最后神所要达到的。
But it is also what the Lord wants to reach at the very end.
所以当我们得到这些暗示以后 ，hint 以后
，when we receive all these different hints,
你如果仔细的把这四个教会读过的话
，if you were to very carefully read these four churches,
我想我们很清楚的。
Very clear.
这里明显给我们一条的路。
Very clearly, we see a way.
主给我们走的路。
The way that the Lord gives us.
乃是腓立帖的道。
Is the way of Philadelphia.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里有一个教会是满足神心。
Here is a church that satisfies God's heart.
这里有一个光景是要主能够称赞。
And here is a condition which the Lord is able to praise.
主能够当着我们敌人的面前说，我已经爱你。
The Lord is able to say before our enemies, I have loved you.
主也告诉我们说，不要失去你的冠冕。
The Lord said also, do not lose your crown.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这当然是我们的道。
This of course is our way.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
腓立帖永远是我们的道路。
Philadelphia will forever be our way.
但是不是我们的标签。
But it is not our label.
什么时候你把腓立帖当作标签的时候
？But whenever you make Philadelphia our label,
那个已经是老底家了。
That becomes Laodicea.
因为丰富乃是腓立帖的光景。
Because richness is the condition of Philadelphia.
应该叫你感谢，叫你赞美。
You have to give thanks and praise.
不能叫你骄傲。
You cannot be proud.
结果这个就变成了他们的标签。
But then it became their label.
所以。这是我们要从主的话里面要得到警告的。
So this is a word of warning from the Bible.
所以因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
我们这一次主要的集中在腓立帖的教会。
So we will concentrate our time in the church in Philadelphia this time.
整部历史太长了。
Church, the history of the church is so long.
那现在我们要看是到底在教会历史里。
Now we want to see in church history.
看看过去。
We'll look at the past.
那么到底腓立帖教会有没有应验？这个预言有没有应验呢
？Did the prophecy regarding the Church of Philadelphia already been fulfilled?
它是怎么样应验的
？Has it been fulfilled, and how has it been fulfilled?
那么如果是这样的话
，And if indeed it is so,
那很明显给我们那条路应该是怎么走的
？Then clearly we will see the way.
你不是学那些人的做法
You don't learn the way or the method.
我们所要的乃是那个原则。
What we want is that principle.
怎么样能讨主的心
？How can we be pleasing to God's heart?
不是怎么摆板凳。
No, it's not how we place a chair here.
不是怎么聚会。
How do we meet?
那些是很好的。
That's very good.
那些有的办法你可以学的，有可以不学的。
Certain methods to learn are good.
但是那是历史。
But that's history.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
如果今天主还留我们在地上。
If the Lord is to keep us still on this earth.
我们要问的。
We have to ask.
主的心是什么？
What is in God's heart?
他的喜悦是什么？
What does he desire?
我们怎样能够讨他的心？
How can we satisfy his heart?
所以腓立切会的原则是永远是出乎主的。
The principle of Philadelphia always comes from the Lord.
那个永远是我们走那条路的。
Forever we walk that way.
弟兄姊妹，不是说你已经完全了。
It's not that you are already perfect.
就像保罗说，我不是因为我已经完全了。
It's like Paul says, not because I am perfect.
我乃是向着标杆直跑。
Because I run after the goal.
所有真的走腓立切被教会道路的人。
All those who walk the way of Philadelphia.
他永远是向着标杆直跑。
Forever they are running after the goal.
他永远不满意。
They are never satisfied.
他永远不满足。
They are never fulfilled.
就像倪弟兄提到何寿文姊妹一样 ，Miss Barbara 一样。
Just like our brother Washington mentioned about Miss Barbara.
他说何寿文姊妹在他身上有一个属灵饥渴。
He said that in Miss Barbara's life there was that spiritual thirst.
好像永远不能满足一样。
As if it could never be quenched.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
今天你我怎么知道我们走在这条道路上
？How do you know that we are walking in this way?
你好像这个总是在前面的。
It's always before us.
靠着主的恩典。
But by the Lord's grace.
你愿意遵守主的道。
You want to keep His word.
你不拒绝他的名。
You do not want to reject His name.
我们也遵守他忍耐的道。
And we want to keep the word of the Spirit.
这些都是我们应该，我都是应该我们要追求的。
This is everything that we need to seek.
我们都应该走在那条路上。
We need to walk this way.
这个门是开的，是关的，是主。
Whether this door is open or closed, it's by the Lord.
但是我们有没有弃绝主的名
？But did we reject His name?
我们除了主的名之外，我们还有没有别的名字呢
？Outside of Jesus' name, do we have another name?
在我们中间有没有一个名字比主的名更大呢
？In our midst, is there a name greater than the Lord's name?
你讲到主的时候，人没有感觉。
When you speak of the Lord, people might have any feeling.
你讲到的解，你的解释跟那个人解释不一样，有的人就跳起来了。
So maybe if your explanation is different than another brother's explanation, people have issues.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有弃绝主的名
？Have we rejected His name?
我们是不是能够，我们是不是能够这个跟随主？
Can we follow the Lord?
结果呢，连犹太这个犹太人都要来在脚前下拜。
And even the Jews will come down and prostrate at the feet.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
当你不肯看见教会被犹太教变成犹太教了
When you refuse to see that the church has been Judaized,
你走这条路当然是孤单的
Of course the way you walk is lonely.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故
For this reason,
你看见我们能经历主自己的爱
We can experience the Lord's love.
主暗中能擦干我们许多的眼泪
He can indeed dry our tears.
你就知道有一个道叫做忍耐的道
You know that there's a way of perseverance.
而且你能遵守那个忍耐的道。
And you can keep the way of perseverance.
难怪弟兄姊妹。
So no wonder.
有一个应许叫做背起的应许。
There's a promise that is the promise of rapture.
背起的应许都是为着成熟的人的。
And the rapture is for those who are mature.
所以这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
主在腓立切腓身上所看见的，所要的。
What the Lord wants in Philadelphia
乃是教会成熟的光景。
Is the condition of the maturity of the church.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我相信我们清楚了。
I believe that it is clear.
腓立切腓是一条道路。
Philadelphia is a way.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你回过头去看的时候。
When you look back.
忠心爱主的人太多了。
Those who are faithful and love the Lord, there are so many.
我们以为我们跟随主。
We thought we followed the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
你好好在历史上看一下。
If you look at history.
爱主的人太多了。
There are many who love the Lord.
他们留下了一些脚印。
They left some footprints.
当你仔细去读他们的历史
，and when you look at their history,
你再看看主自己的话
，and you compare it to the Lord's word,
你觉得他们实在是很像腓立切腓。
You will say they are indeed like Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹，你不必学他们怎么做。
You don't need to follow their different ways.
你不必学他们怎么安定。
You don't need to follow how they were quiet before the Lord.
你不必学他们怎么样被逼迫。
You don't need to follow the way that they were persecuted.
但那个原则还在这里。
But the principle is still there.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看见教会是有明天的。
The church has a tomorrow.
教会在他们身上怎么做
how the church was in their lives,
哎，我们现在也能做，
also can be in our lives.
因为如果没有这些例子的话，
if we don't have these examples,
你说什么都是理想的，
then you say, oh, everything is just but
ideal. 你说太理想了，
it is such an ideal.
我们讲了半天它不会实现的，
it will never happen.
没有这件事，
but no.
最少第一个世纪有过。
In the first century, it happened.
弟兄姊妹，主说，主称赞的，你不能不称赞。
What the Lord has already praised, you cannot unpraise.
你看见世纪的话，
it's very amazing.
第一世纪有过，不是没有过。
It happened in the first century.
那在教会历史里面也有。
And it also happened in church history.
所以这是可以实行的。
It can happen.
可以实行 practice.
It can actually happen in practicality.
所以这给我们看见，我们可以走在上面的。
We can actually walk that way.
有的东西是个理想，没有路的。
Certain things are ideal and there's no way.
如果在教会里面实行过了，你知道是有路的。
But if it's already happened in reality, then there is a way.
他们实行了，失败了，这是另外一件事。
If it happened but they failed, that's a different story.
我们应该得到失败的教训。
We need to learn from the teaching of the failure.
我们不要再失败了。
Let us not fail.
我们还得要往前去。
But we need to continue to move forward.
你不能因为2000年都失败了，我们也跟着失败了。
You cannot say that because for 2000 years there's been failure, we fail as well.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们散布失败主义 fatalism。
Today, we might have fatalism.
我们觉得什么都不可能的。
We say everything is impossible.
我们只要个人属灵就可以了。
As long as individually we're spiritual.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brother.
你每次读启示录的时候。
Whenever you read Revelation.
你就知道。
You know.
我不知道你怎么觉得，我里面有个感觉。
I personally have a feeling.
我再一次得到鼓舞。
I am encouraged once again.
我的教会是有明天。
That is because the church has a
tomorrow. 有一条路是可以走的。
There is a way that can be walked.
这条路教会历史上已经出现过。
And this way has already appeared in the history of the church.
也许他们失败了。
Maybe they did fail.
也许他们退后了。
And maybe they retreated.
也许他们倒闭在旷野。
Maybe they fell in the wilderness.
谁知道我们不是主兴起来第一代，还有一代呢？
Who says that we are not that generation that the Lord has raised?
你看见他们失败，你就不能再失败了。
When you say that they have failed, you can no longer fail.
进迦南是神的旨意。
To enter into Canaan is God's will.
第一代进不去，第二代总要进去。
The first generation didn't go in, but the second did.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
当你看见失败的故事。
When you see the story of failure,
你不要灰心。
Do not lose heart.
因为得胜的生命在你里面，在我里面。
Because the overcoming life is in you and in me.
否则主不会呼召得胜者。
Or else the Lord would not call for overcoming.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Do you understand? 得胜
的生命已经在我们里面。
The overcoming life is already in us.
所以主不是要我们做一件我们办不到的事。
The Lord doesn't want us to do something that is impossible.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
主呼召得胜者。
The Lord calls for overcoming.
最后主要完成他的工作。
And then he will finish his work.
我想这些是非常清楚的。
I think it's very clear.
那第二点我们要注意是这样。
The second point we need to make.
当我们读腓立帖腓的时候，
When we read Philadelphia,
你看你整个教会有冠冕。
You see the entire church has a crown.
你看那个极光景是个得胜的光景。
You see that this is a victorious condition.
但是不要忘记，神在推亚推拉里面也呼召得胜。
But do not forget in Thyatira, he also called for overcomers.
就在撒底也呼召得胜。
In Sardis, he also called for overcomers.
得胜者的原则。
What the principle of overcomers?
就是属灵原则。
It's a spiritual one.
我们知道有三种讲法。
There are three different ways to say.
圣经里面讲的得胜者。
When you speak of overcomers.
你换一个说法。
If you were to change the way you say.
那个就是属灵人。
You can call the overcomer a spiritual man.
那不光是属灵人。
Not only a spiritual man.
也是一个正常的基督徒。
It is a normal Christian.
所以你不管怎么说都可以。
No matter what you say.
但是得胜的原则是个属灵的原则。
Principle of overcoming is a spiritual one.
所以得胜的呼召是个属灵的呼召。
So the calling of an overcomer is a spiritual calling.
你看见教会为什么要悔改？
Why does the church need to repent?
因为教会属世界，所以要悔改。
Because it has mixed with the world.
Worldly. 所以要悔改。
It has become worldly.
所以因为教会属肉体，所以要悔改。
It has become flesh, therefore it has to repent.
所以什么叫得胜者的呼召呢？
What is the calling of overcomers?
得胜者的呼召就是属灵的呼召。
The calling is a spiritual calling.
属灵的呼召就是十字架的呼召。
The spiritual calling is the calling of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来看腓立帖腓的话，
So brothers and sisters, if we were to see Philadelphia,
你看见腓立帖腓里面所有的丰富。
All the abundance in Philadelphia.
那些得胜者的原则。
The principle of overcoming.
那些属灵人的原则。
The principle of spiritual man.
其实在推亚推拉就已经有了。
You actually can find it already in Thyatira.
推亚推拉大体上来讲是荒凉的。
In the broader sense, Thyatira is already in desolation.
那里有一班得胜者。
But there is a group of overcomers.
主对他们怎么说？
And what does the Lord say to them?
你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。
You keep my deeds until the end.
那结果主对腓立比怎么说？
And what did he say to Philadelphia?
我必快来，你要持守你所有的。
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have.
所以很清楚弟兄姊妹。
Very clear.
你看见吗？虽然在推亚推拉的时候
，Even in the time of Thyatira，
推拉这边没有正式的开始。
Even though Philadelphia has not begun yet，
但是我们知道说那个原则已经在那里。
But that principle is already there。
实行已经在那里。
That reality is already there。
那个时候有一半弟兄姊妹，他们就已经走在这条道路上。
A group of brothers and sisters have already walked that way。
他们不完全。
They're not perfect.
他们丰富也许是腓立帖腓的二分之一的丰富。
And maybe their abundance and riches is only a two-thirds of the ones of Philadelphia.
但是在那个时候
But at that time,
教会那么黑暗的时候
during the darkest ages of the church,
大家不可能读圣经的时候
when nobody was reading the Bible,
圣经用链子把它链起来
when the Bible was bound in chains,
当然没有启示的时候
when there was no revelation,
你看他们如果能有腓立帖腓后来的二分之一或者三分之一的丰富已经太好太好了
if they are able even to have a third or a half of the richness of Philadelphia, it would be so good.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在当你读腓立帖腓以前
before you read Philadelphia,
你要看见说有人已经走在腓立帖腓的前面
you already see that there are people who walk before Philadelphia,
他们不应该骄傲
They are not proud.
你知道在教会历史里面
you know that in the history of the church,
有一帮人数的丰富实在给了他们
the Lord indeed blessed many.
但他们骄傲起来了
but some became proud.
他们有的主给我们看见
they said, well, the Lord gave me some vision.
今天主给别人有什么不是主已经给我们的
what did the Lord give to others that he has not already given me?
所有亮光都从我们这里给出去的
the light comes from us.
好像我们从来不接受过来一样
as if we cannot receive any light.
但是不是
But no, in Thyatira, in
Sardis,
you see that the Lord has already gained some
overcome.
So in Philadelphia, they have inherited this richness. Not one can be
proud.
If the Lord is to make you walk that way,
不是因为你眼睛厉害,
it's not because your eyes have great sight.
不是因为你圣经肯明白得清楚,
it's not because you understand the Bible well.
弟兄姊妹, 许多的光都是别人借来的。
Much of our light is borrowed from others.
我们是骑在别人的肩膀上面能看花车游行的。
It is because we stand on other people's shoulders can we see the parade.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
要记得,
you have to see.
我们敢读到腓立帖腓的时候
when we read Philadelphia,
你看见神在每一个教会里面的呼召
You see the calling in each church
你把全部加在一起
If you add them all together
那个情形就是腓立帖腓的情形
The condition is the condition of Philadelphia
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason
当我们回历史看的时候
When we look back towards history
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你就要在腓立帖腓的时候
In the time of Philadelphia
很清楚那个时候已经有一般的胜者
There was indeed some overcomers
那么我们看见说这些的原则
And these principles,
主已经预备好了
the Lord has already prepared,
已经铺好路了
He's already paved the way.
那将来有人真的能走在那条合乎主心意的道路上
And then there are those who can indeed walk the way that is satisfying to the Lord.
所以当我们读教会历史的时候
So when we read the history of the
我们觉得在腓立帖腓，我们觉得在推亚推拉那一段已经没有什么好读的了
We probably think that there's nothing more to read about Thyatira.
当你读那些叫你叹息，当你读那些叫你觉得心痛。
When you read about Thyatira, you sigh and you're saddened.
教会怎么变成这种光景
？How did the church become this way？
但是感谢主
，Thank you.
你看见第二章，启示录第二章。
If you were to see in chapter 2, verse
24.至于你们推啊推拉，其余的人就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上。
But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you.
然后二十八节
，verse 28，
我又把晨星赐给他
，and I will give him the morning star.
弟兄姊妹。当我们回到教会历史
When we return back to the history of the
church 教会最黑暗就是十二世纪
The darkest age of the church was in the 12th century
那你就在那个时候
At that time
现在欧洲就兴起了一般的地方
In Europe, the Lord raised a group of people
我们知道教皇的宝座是在罗马
We know that the throne of the Pope was in Rome
但是离开教皇的宝座不远的地方
But a little not so far from that throne.
如果你往北走的话
if you walk towards the north,
你就到了意大利的米兰。
You will reach Milan and Italy.
然后你就到了这个阿尔卑斯山下。
And then you will reach the Alps.
往北边是德国。
On the north is Germany.
然后一部分是瑞士。
And part of it is Switzerland.
然后你稍微再往西南走一点的话。
And if you go to the southwest.
你爬过了阿尔卑斯山就到了法国。
The Alps, you will reach France.
那就在那个山谷里面。
So in that valley.
那个时候神已经预备了一般隐藏的。
The Lord already prepared some of those who were hidden.
我们称他们做谷中的弟兄们。
We call them the brothers in the valley.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这帮人，他们英文的名叫 Valdenses.
In English, their names were called the Valdenses.
那这个字原来从意大利来的。
This word originates from the from Italy.
这个 Valdenses 意大利的原来的意思就是谷中人的意思。
And the word Valdenses means the brethren in the valley.
谷中的人
Oh, the people in the valley.
这些人住在谷里面
And these people live in the valley.
所以 Valdenses 那个字的意思就是他们住在谷中的
So Valdenses means that these people live in the valley.
结果我们才知道现在才知道
Then we, finally, now we know.
原来在十二世纪的时候已经有一半人在那里
There was already a group of people in the 12th century.
那么那个时候呢我们知道因为教会黑暗的时候
Because we know the church was in its darkest age.
那么他们就逼迫那些真正跟随主的人。
We know that they persecuted those who truly followed the Lord.
那这些人为什么要受逼迫呢
？Why were they persecuted?
因为他们两个两个人出去传福音。
Because two by two they would go out and preach the gospel.
就像当初主的话所说的。
Just like the word said.
他们每一个人都是传福音的人。
They were all those who preached the gospel.
而每一个人都是读圣经的人。
All of them read the Bible.
因为他们读圣经的缘故。
Because they read the Bible.
他就明白圣经里面的启示。
They understood the prophecy of the Bible.
他们住在山谷里面。
Revelation of the Bible.
他们住在山谷里面。
They lived in the valley.
他们是最简单的人
They were very simple.
有的是农夫
Some were farmers.
有的是裁缝
Some were tailors.
有的是 baker. 有的是这个做饼的
Some were bakers.
他们是最简单最简单的弟兄姊妹
They were very simple brothers.
但没有一个人不读圣经
But not one of them did not read the Bible.
他们有的人把约伯记背过来
Some of them memorized the book of Job.
他们很多的人把新约都背过来
Many of them memorized the New Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见他们明白圣经
They understood the Bible.
那不止这样
Not only that.
而且他们呢对神的话很清楚
They understood the word of God.
他们知道因信称义
They understood justification by faith.
他们知道说这个不可以拜偶像
They knew you couldn't worship idols.
那他你如果仔细读他们的东西你就知道
If you were to read in detail,their material, you would understand.
他们对于圣经的认识就像我们今天对圣经认识一样。
Their understanding of the Bible is like our understanding.
但他们最简单最简单的一般人。
But they are a very simple group of people.
那么这个他们这个当教会当局要对付他们的时候
，But when the church was to deal with them,
结果他们就有了所谓异端裁判所。
So then there was the Inquisition.
那么这个异端 Inquisitor 就是异端裁判的这些人。
So you have the Inquisitors.
他们专门研究他们。
They were actually trying to study these people.
他们就给了一个报告。
They gave a report.
他们说我们研究的结果。
They said that the result of our study.
从第一世纪一直到十二世纪。
From the very first century to the 12th century.
他说有七十个最大的异端。
There are 70 of the greatest heresies.
他说我们从来没有看到异端比这个更严更危险。
We have never seen a heresy greater than this one.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有三个原因。
Three reasons.
第一
first,
他们是最古老的
They are the oldest.
这是他们的报告
This is according to the report.
他们说可以推到第三个世纪
Because you can trace their history back to the third century.
甚至可以去到第一个世纪
You might even trace their history back to the first century.
他们非常古老
So they are very old.
第二他们无孔不入什么地方都有他们
So secondly, they are everywhere.
他们在十四世纪的时候
In the 14th century.
光是在捷克斯拉夫就有八万人
In Czechoslovakia alone, there was 80,000.
然后大概几年以后就变成80,000人。
And very shortly after, it became 800,000.
那个时候，如果你要从德国到意大利的话
，If you were at that time to go from Germany to Italy,
你从德国的西边
，You go from the west of Germany,
一直走到意大利
all the way to Italy.
你不需要住旅馆的。
You don't have to live in a hotel.
每一个晚上你就可以住在一个弟兄家里。
Every night you can sleep in a brother's home.
他们对于神的话非常的清楚。
They are very clear on the word of God.
而且他们明白圣经。
They understood the word.
更重要的。
Most important.
他们看见教皇是基督的。
They saw that the Pope was the Antichrist.
他们反对尼格拉党的教训。
They rejected the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
他们反对圣品阶级。
They rejected the clericalism.
他们非常爱主。
They love the Lord.
主日在一起擘饼纪念主。
They broke bread together.
他们可以在这个baker 的房间里面，也可以在裁缝的店里面。
They can whether be in the baker's room or in the shop of a tailor.
如果今天我们到那个山谷附近去看的话
，If you were to go to the valley today，
现在还有一个建筑是他们早期聚会的地方。
You will see a structure, a building that was where they met before.
很简单的聚会
，a very simple place to meet.
然后前面有猪啊，有羊啊，就在周围跑来跑去。
And you have all these farm animals in front of the place.
就在那个附近不远的地方就是米兰。
And very close to that you have Milan.
米兰有欧洲最美的一个大教堂。
In Milan, you have one of Europe's most beautiful church buildings.
如果去过米兰，大家都知道那是最美丽的大教堂。
It is one of the biggest, most beautiful cathedrals in Europe.
你把这两张照片放在一起。
If you were to put the two pictures together,
你知道这班弟兄们是非常简单，非常单纯的。
You will see that these brothers were very simple.
他们结果你看见主使用他们。
And then you see that the Lord used them.
那因为这个缘故
，For this reason,
你看见他们无孔不入的。
They are all over the place.
但是最重要的。
But most important,
他们的行为太好了。
Their actions were so good.
你知道敌人他们的敌人怎么说呢
？You know what their enemy said?
他们是标准的基督徒。
They are the typical Christian.
只可惜他们反对教皇。
Unfortunately, they are against the Pope.
只可惜他们反对圣品教皇。
Unfortunately, they are against clericalism.
你看见没有？
You see that?
就在那个时候。
That reason.
因为他们每个人都读圣经
，because everybody read the Bible，
有的人背圣经
，because everybody or
some memorized the Bible， 教皇就紧张起来了
，the Pope was very nervous，
就下了一道命令
，he gave an edict，
平信徒不可以读圣经
，laymen cannot read the Bible，
平信徒不能读圣经，针对这一班弟兄姊妹
，the common people， the laymen not being able to read the Bible was an edict directed at these people，
结果你知道，结果你看见说。虽然这样，你看见他们仍旧往前去。
And even so, they still march forward.
后来到了最后
，at the very end,
教会当局觉得对他们是个很大很大的威胁。
This was a very big danger to the church.
所以他们有三
a big threat.
有三十年的时间。
So for 30 years,
有五次用十字军来对付他们。
Five times they used the crusaders to deal with them.
我们的十字军是对付异教徒，对付 pagans.
We know that the crusaders really are to be to deal with the pagans.
结果他们五次用来对付基督徒。
But five times they used crusaders to persecute Christians.
这里他们手里面根本什么也没有，手无寸铁的。
But in their hands were empty.
他们被打不还手，被骂不还口。
They were hit, they did not hit back.
他们遵守山上的教训。
They kept the teaching of the Sermon on the Mount.
他们完全按照字面要遵守山上的教训。
And they kept the Sermon on the Mount.
而且他们等候主回来。
Literally.
他们等候主回来
，and they were waiting for the Lord.
他们知道说主不久以后就要回来
，they knew the Lord was to return soon.
所以他们在山谷里面，他们就这样的单纯的跟随主。
So in the valley, they very in a simple way followed the Lord.
结果他们用十字军追赶他们
，and at that time the crusaders came to persecute.
就是现在冬天的时候
，and in the winter time,
把他们从山谷就一直赶到山顶上去。
They actually chased them from the bottom of the valley all the way to the top of the mountain.
赶到山顶，他们就到法国了。
And at the top of the mountain, they reached.France.
到了法国，他们就躲在一个很大很大，就几千人躲在一个很大很大洞里面。
And in France, they all hid in this big cave, thousands of people.
结果这些十字军的人就像这个 Spider-Man， 就像蜘蛛人一样，从上面就掉下来。
So then these crusaders, like Spider-Man, came from the top to the bottom.
然后就把他们的封口，就把那个洞，这个洞的封口就把它封死了。
And then what they did was they closed up the mouth of the cave.
他们就点一把火。
And they lit a fire.
后来最少有四百具是婴孩的尸体。
And then you will see that over 400 bodies, 400 infants died.
所以我们就看见说，他们就这样的为主殉道。
And they this way were martyred for the Lord.
因为仇敌恨恶神的见证。
Because the enemy hates the testimony of the Lord.
最简单最简单的弟兄姊妹。
These were the most simple of brethren.
他们没有太多的理论。
They had not much reasoning.
他们不懂得一些神学。
They did not have much theology.
但真理他们是清楚的。
But they were clear on the truth.
他们在这里主的话，那里也主的话。
They know that this is the word of God, this is the word of God.
怎么放在一起他们不懂。
They might not understand how to put them together.
那是马丁路德做的。
And that is what Martin Luther did.
那是加尔文做的。
That was Calvin.
那个时候还在马丁路德还没有，那是马丁路德起来400年以前的事情。
And this happened 400 years before Martin Luther.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为他们有主的话。
Because they have the Lord's word.
他们就明白神的旨意。
They understood God's purpose.
所以你看这一班人呢，实在说来，主实在是在用他们。
So the Lord greatly used these people.
那一面来说
，On one hand，
他们用这个用武力来对付他们。
On one hand， they were treated by arms.
30年之内
，within 30 years，
这个十字军大概就杀死了900,000个人。
The crusaders killed over 900,000 people.
大概是一百万的人。
Almost 1,000,000 people.
如果换成现在的人口的话
，If you are to change it into today's numbers,
那大概是2,000,000人。
That is also almost 20,000,000 people.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这一帮人是死在罗马教的手。
These died at the hands of the Church of Rome.
有人坐在宝座上说他是代表基督。
Someone stood on the throne and said, "I represent." Christ.
结果就像启示录所说的
，and just like it said in Revelation，
他们果真喝了圣徒的血。
They indeed drank the blood of the saints。
不要忘记
，don't forget。
当最早教会受逼迫的时候
，at the very early stage when the church was persecuted，
有500万基督徒死在罗马帝国的手下。
There were 5 million Christians who died at the hands of the Roman Empire。
外邦人。
These are all Gentiles.
是两百年的时间是500万。
Within 200 years, 5 million.
那这些基督徒帮他们寻道的时候
，When these Christians were martyred,
30年之内
，Within 30 years,
结果是100万人寻道。
There was 1,000,000 people who were martyred.
难怪约翰当他在预言的光里面、预言的希望眼里看到这种情形的时候
，No wonder when John.Through his binoculars of prophecy, saw this.
他说他们喝醉了圣徒的血。
They drank the blood of the saints.
而且他们果然与圣徒征战 ，war with the saints.
And they had a war with the saints.
还是感谢主。
Thank you.
因这个缘故
，for this reason,
你看福音就送出去。
The gospel was spread out.
最早是往北边去。
At the very early stages, it went to the north.
就到了德国。
It reached Germany.
那么到了德国的时候
，and when it reached Germany,
有一个弟兄
，one brother,
是后来非常帮助。非常帮助这个马丁路德
，a brother who greatly helped Martin Luther，
那就是 John Towler，
his name is John Towler，
他是一个非常属灵的弟兄
，a very spiritual man，
但是感谢主
，thank the Lord，
他是怎么得救的
？How was he saved？
有人告诉我们说，他是因为这个古中弟兄到了那一代，结果帮助他得救
，he was saved as a direct result of those brothers from the valley，
他讲到。是一个很会讲道的人。
He was one who preached very well.
但也是古中弟兄帮助他。
But it is the Valdense brothers who helped him.
叫他讲道有能力。
So that when he preached with power.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见 John Towler 能给我们许多属灵的帮助。
John Towler gave us so much spiritual help.
有一个原因。
And there's one reason.
因为 Valdenses 就是这一班弟兄们，就是这古中的弟兄们帮助了他。
It is because the Valdenses helped him.
那不光这样
，Not only that，
后来这个我们知道，这个后来在12世纪的时候
，So in the 12th century，
有一个人名字叫 Peter Valdo， 就是彼得华度
，And there was a man named Peter Valdo。
那么他呢是在法国里昂那个地方
，He was located in Lyon, France。
他读主的话
，He read the word，
要撇下一切来跟从主
，He was to deny himself and follow the Lord。
结果他就带着一班弟兄
，And he took a group of brothers，
他们就成为最简单的生活。
They lived a very simple life.
因为他的名叫 Valdo, Peter Valdo,
and because his name was Peter Valdo,
大概就是 Valdenses 大概就是跟随 Valdo 这一班人。
Some people thought that the Valdenses followed Peter Valdo.
那不管真相是怎么样的
，whatever the truth may be,
不大概如果是 Valdenses 从很早就开始的话
，if the Valdenses started way before that,
那么到了12世纪，你看这两班人就变成一班的人了。
You see that in the 12th century, these two groups became one.
后来 Valdo 也把福音就送到了今天的捷克斯拉夫
And Valdo then preached the gospel all the way to today's Czechoslovakia
结果就死在那里
And then he died there
他死的时候
Before he died
那一代的 那一代那个时候已经有八万个这个古中的弟兄们
When he died there was 80,000 brothers in the valley.
所以影响最大的就是捷克斯拉夫。
So the one that received the biggest influence was in those, it was Czechoslovakia.
后来到了马丁路德改教前一百年。
So before, 100 years before the Reformation.
你知道说在布拉格就是捷克斯拉夫的首都。
You found in Prague, which was the capital of Czechoslovakia.
这个大学校长就是 John Huss, 约翰胡斯。
There was a president of a university called John Huss.
他看见了亮光。
He saw the light.
后来他为主寻道了。
And he was martyred for the Lord.
他为主寻道有三个原因。
There were three reasons he was martyred.
有其中有一个原因。
And one of the reasons.
就是因为他得着了古中弟兄们的帮助。
Is because he was helped by the Valdensians.
所以我们看见说这些人起来能看见一些属灵的亮光。
We see that those brothers who rose up and be able to see some spiritual light.
和这些有很大很大的帮助。
Had very much to do with the help of the Valdensians.
不光这样子。
Not only that.
那后来最后我们知道说硬的办法不行，用强的办法不行。
We saw that by force, nothing could be done.
所以我们就要推啊推啊，他们就用另外一个办法。
So Thyatira, they used a different method.
他们知道说古中的弟兄们是一个太大的见证。
They knew that the Valdensians had too great of a testimony.
他们挡也挡不住。
They couldn't keep it.
这里面没有一个伟大的神学家在。
No, they didn't have a great scholar.
也没有 preacher 像 Billy Graham 在，都没有。
They didn't have a preacher like Billy Graham.
他们每个人都传福音。
All of them preached the gospel.
他们自然就在一起擘饼经营。
Naturally, they broke bread together.
他们非常的简单。
Very simple.
他们也等候主回来。
And they waited for the Lord's return.
他们看出来什么是对的，什么是错的。
They can see what's right, what's wrong.
因为在神的话语的光中，一切都是很清楚。
Because in the light of the word, everything is clear.
所以这个就震撼了整个的推亚推拉。
So this struck the entire of Thyatira.
如果他们用武力不能对付他们。
If they cannot deal with them with weapons and arms.
还有一个办法就是。
And another method is.
完全的学他们。
Is to imitate them.
所以就开始学他们。
So then they started to imitate.
所以没有多久在意大利。
So very soon in Italy.
你看有一帮人叫 Franciscan， 就是圣方济的这一帮的人。
So you see that a group came up like the Franciscans.
他们从教皇那里得着许可。
They got the Pope gave them the right, gave them permission.
结果他们就开始就像 Peter Valdo 一样
to be like Peter Valdo.
他们撇下一切来跟随主。
They denied themselves to follow the Lord.
不光这样。
Not only that.
没有多久以后在法国。
And then soon after in France.
有一个人叫多米尼克。
There was one person named Dominican.
他们就也开始了一般的人。
And they also began a group.
这一般人他们的起头叫 the Order of Preachers.他们专门传道的地方。
These were called the order of preachers. They always preached.
他们为什么要传道呢
？Why do they preach?
因为这帮人传道。
Because these people preach.
为什么他们传道呢
？Why do these people preach?
他们明白圣经。
Because they understood the word.
所以这一帮人叫 Dominicans.
So now you have a Dominican.
他们本来是传道一帮人。
They were the order of preachers.
本来不读圣经，现在他们也读圣经。
Before they didn't read the Bible, now they do.
他们读圣经，因为老丹斯有古中弟兄们读圣经。
And the Dominicans started to read the Bible because of Valdensians did.
后来对付瓦道丹，对付古中弟兄姊妹。
Then those who dealt with the Valdensians
就是这些 Dominicans， 就是这些人。
Ended up being the Dominicans.
为什么？因为他们知道怎么对付这一帮人。
Because they ended up knowing how to deal with the Valdensians.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
现在你很清楚。
Now very clearly.
这个就是从第十二世纪一直到十六世纪。
This happened from the 12th to the 16th century.
尤其到了第十五世纪。
Especially in the 15th century.
你看见圣灵特别在中欧做了很特别的工作。
You see that in Central Europe, the Lord did a big work.
因为就是借着这一班弟兄姊妹，他们把种子种进去。
Because of the seed that they have sown from these brothers have sown.
然后当John Huss寻道以后
，After John Huss was martyred,
有寻道有一帮跟随他的人。
There are those who followed him.
有一帮对推亚推拉妥协。
Some of them compromised with Thyatira.
还有一帮人，他们觉得要保护他们自己。
Others wanted to protect themselves.
所以十字军对付他们的时候，他们拿起武器来保护他们自己。
So when the crusaders came to attack them, they took up weapons to protect themselves.
所以等到皇帝这个军队，就是这个德国的军队要对付他们的时候
，So when the German army was to deal with them,
那这帮弟兄们
，these brothers，
他们就把所有的农就是他们耕田的那些农具啊，就变成武器。
They actually turn all of their farm equipment into weapons.
他们要起来保护他们自己。
They wanted to protect themselves.
但是这些军队都不正规军，都是没有受过训练的。
But all of them did not have proper training.
结果最后在布拉格附近，他们两边就打起来了。
So in near Prague, these two groups ended up fighting.
这种故事就是圣经里面的故事。
This is
好像圣经里面。
It's almost like the story in the Bible.
做梦也没有想到，居然他们打了胜仗。
You had never thought that this group ended up winning the battle.
整个欧洲联合起来对付捷克斯拉夫。
The entire of Europe was going to deal with Czechoslovakia.
他们是包括十字军，包括皇家的军队。
It includes the crusaders, it includes the emperor's army.
结果就把这一帮弟兄们把他们打败了。
And they defeated these brothers.
所以我们这个，所以这个是从来没有过的情形。
This is something that never happened before.
但是我们知道
，But we know.
主的话就是动刀的必死在刀下。
The word of the Lord says that those who fight with the knife shall die by the knife.
所以给我们看见这个不是主所喜悦的道路。
We see that this is not the way that pleases the Lord. Their heart really loves
them. 如果你读他们的故事,
if you were to read their story,
非常的简单,
it is very simple.
他们就是照着山上的教训。
It is living according to the Sermon on the Mount.
他们一点难处都没有。
They had no difficulty.
但是弟兄姊妹, 因为他们缺少帮助。
But because they didn't have
help, 有的人告诉他们说, 你们要保护自己。
Some people said, you need to protect yourself.
所以他们就拿起武器了。
So they took up arms to protect
themselves. 但是还有一帮弟兄姊妹,
But another group,
他们怎么样受逼迫, 他们不肯拿武器。
They refused to take up weapons.
而且主把亮光给他们。
And the Lord gave them a light.
他们真的能明白圣经。
They truly can understand the word.
所以有一帮弟兄姊妹。
So a group of brothers and sisters.
他们就到了这个捷克斯拉夫跟到了捷克斯拉夫跟波兰的边界。
So they arrived at the outskirts of Czechoslovakia and Poland.
就在森林里面。
And in the forest.
他们知道说。
They knew.
你永远不可能改变这样。
You will never be able to change Thyatira.
你永远不可能改变巴比伦。
You will never be able to change Babylon.
结果主给他们有话。
So the Lord gave them a word.
他们明白圣经。
They understood the word.
他们真的明白圣经。
They truly understood the word.
而且真的明白圣经这个人。
And they understood the person in the word.
没有领导这个运动没有的。
There is no leader.
他觉得这个应该在圣灵的手里。
They thought that this must be in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
结果圣灵果然工作。
And the Holy Spirit did work.
你看见他们没用枪也没用炮。
They had no arms, no weapons.
他们明白圣经的真理。
They understood the truth of the Bible.
他们觉得。
They felt.
现在我们只能有新的开始。
They said we have to have a new beginning.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在那个森林里面。
In the depths of the forest.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一班弟兄们起来。
There was a group of brothers and sisters.
这一帮弟兄们就是所谓合一的弟兄们 ，unity of the brethren.
These brothers who came out were the unity of the brethren.
不要忘记，他们从开始
，from the very beginning，
他们就看见神儿女的合。
They saw the unity of the children.
他们祷告就是巴不得神的儿女们能合。
Their prayer is that the children of God would be one.
他们出去寻找弟兄们。
They went out to seek brothers.
结果他们受逼迫。
And they were persecuted.
他们也是被十字军对付。
They were dealt with by the crusaders as well.
有的时候被另外一种力量来对付。
And they were dealt by other forces.
他们从一个地方逃到另外一个地方。
They fled from one place to the other.
他们没有自己的家。
They did not have a home of their own.
他们有家回不去的。
They couldn't return home.
但是无论如何。
But no matter what.
他们忠于主自己的见证。
They kept steadfast the testimony of the Lord.
所以不要忘记，这是在马丁路德以前一百年的事。
This happened 100 years before Martin Luther.
而第一个。与罗马教分开的不是路德会。
The first group that left the Church of Rome was not Lutherans.
马丁路德起来改革的时候
，When Martin Luther rose up to reform,
他所注意的是福音的真理，因信称义。
What he saw was the truth of the gospel, justification by faith.
后来教会对付他
，And then the church dealt with him.
然后他读圣经
，And he read the Bible.
他才看见说。他们是敌基督。
Then he saw that they were the Antichrist.
然后最后他才和教会决裂的。
And then finally he separated himself from the church.
所以根本他没有意思。
But it was not his original intent.
他是为了福音真理起来恢复的。
He stood up to recover the truth of the gospel.
但是合一的弟兄们。
But the unity of brethren.
他们一开始就看见了教会决裂。
From the very beginning they saw the truth of the church.
因为他有一个弟兄他们写了50本的书。
There was one brother who wrote 50 books.
都是捷克斯拉夫画的。
All in the Czech language.
那话是很难懂的，很难懂的。
the Czech language is very difficult to understand.
很少翻成中英文的。
So very rarely is it translated to English.
那我们有机会能找到一些翻成英文的。
But we were able to find some books translated into English.
你第一遍读，你觉得非常的惭愧。
When you read it, you feel very sad.
我们觉得惭愧。
You still feel very ashamed.
我们觉得今天我们到21世纪，我们明白这些事。
We say that in the 21st century, we understand these things.
在那个时候。
But at that time, in the darkest moments of the church, the Lord indeed gave them the morning star. The Lord gave them revelation. And the brother who received this revelation was but a farmer. But a
sister.
And these brothers rose up because they saw that the church was the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看你圣灵能做一些的工作。
The Holy Spirit is able to do a work.
是我们做梦也没有想到。Some
would never dreamt of.
所以这个就是推拉推拉教会里面的弟兄姊妹。These
are the overcomers and Thyatira.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
后来的腓立比。
The Philadelphia afterwards.
完全承受他们的产业。
Inherited that heritage from them.
弟兄姊妹。 他们不知不觉地得着他们的帮助。
Unbeknownst to them, they were helped by them.
他们说教会堕落是从君士坦丁开始。They
said the church fell when, at the time of Constantine.
结果就开了很多人的眼睛。And
that opened up many eyes.
如果你读推拉推拉的历史的话。If
you are to read the history of Philadelphia.
如果主在过去做了点什么的话。If
the Lord has done something in the past.
这些弟兄姊妹没有什么好骄傲。
These brothers and sisters had nothing to be proud of.
他们所以丰富,
the reason they were rich,
因为他们像小孩子一样骑在爸爸的肩膀,
because they were like children sitting upon the shoulders of their father. These overcomers walked before them.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因为这些人有他们的血,
because of their blood,
铺了一条路,
they paved the way.
叫做菲拉提菲拉,
is the way of Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹, 当你读这些得胜者的时候,
when you read about these overcomers, you'll see that many of them were martyrs. For this, we have to thank the Lord. Because through their blood, they paved the way. It is so that today we can walk that way. May the Lord be gracious to us. Our time is gone. We will continue tomorrow. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你把这些话赐给我们。Lord,
we thank you for giving us these words.
如果你愿意，求你使用这些话。If
you desire, please use these words.
尤其为着年轻一代的弟兄。Especially
for the younger generation.
让他们眼睛能看见。May
their eyes see.
能看见这条道路。See
that this way.
是你自己的道路。Is
your way.
我们感谢你，在最不可能的时候。In
the time of that is most impossible.
在黑夜最深的时候。
In the darkest of
times,
you can give your morning star to these brothers and sisters. We give you all the praise and worship. In Jesus' name.